Many of you reading this have had a lifelong fascination with women's clothing. For some of you, wearing feminine clothing is one of the few ways you are able to get off, right? For most of you, women's clothing has had a strange mystique that has fascinated you and acted as a steroid for your vivid imaginations. The truth is that there is a great deal of power a woman wields if for no other reason than how she dresses in the morning. Personally, I find power in my ability to dress in a way that makes me feel sensual and seductive. That includes wearing a trendy two-piece pencil skirt set or a barely there sexy dress. Ooh. How about soft silks and clingy materials that caress my supple skin? Yeah, sexy, huh? On the other hand, men's clothing lacks imagination and lacks beauty. I get it. They are designed for function and are boring and dull and leave you wanting more. Much more. I also find power in my ability to be playfully dominant with men and to use my clothing as a tool to get the upper hand and to keep it. Your fetishes are there for you to succumb to. They draw you in and keep you in subspace. The mere sight of my high heels and my stockings are just one example. And it's enough to make you masturbate and fantasize about touching them and possessing them. They almost have magical powers in the hands of a fetishist like yourself. So, you need not to be a sissy to enjoy the physical and psychological experiences feminine clothing have to offer. And the aforementioned social barriers are, in my opinion, a construct to help men feel more, well, manly, and to keep women down. I personally love it when a man cares enough about himself and allows himself to indulge in femininity. So what are you waiting for? This is how you've been feeling for a very long time. Call Mr. Cindy at 1-800-721-1962.